Hey, this is Taylor.
This is Jake.
And this is Dan.
And this is Unicorn Finders, where we are on the search to illuminate the elusive unicorn factor in everyday people, businesses, and relationships. Hope you enjoy.
All right. What's going on, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. And you're probably like, holy cow, there's a lot of people. Oh, hold on real quick.
Yeah, I just got making the big guy.
Hold on. I just got a notification.
That's how the internet's working. Good.
Yeah.
Is it Teams?
No, it's LinkedIn. Oh, here we go. All right. I just got LinkedIn is very buggy today. I got a notification that we weren't live, and now I just got a notification we were live. So let me go to our LinkedIn real quick just to make sure. Before
cool. Fill some dead air. Jake, it's good to see you. Isaac, great to see you.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be on, guys.
Welcome to the
Jake,
show.
Jake, that's two times in less than 24 hours that I've seen your face.
Wow.
Looking good.
You're lucky.
It's crazy.
You're lucky. LinkedIn is very buggy on my end. We're just going to say a hope and prayer that it works. Yeah, we're live. Okay, cool. All right. So welcome, everybody. Good morning. Happy Thursday. If you are watching this now or listening to this in the future, I want to give you a rundown of what Unicorn Finders is, because if you Google Unicorn Finders, you may come up with some subjective things. So I want to talk about what it is real fast. So Dan, Jake, and I are dear friends. And when COVID hit, we, as like most guys, we realized that we need an excuse to hang out with each other, because as guys, we can all attest to, Isaac, I don't know about you, but we kind of don't hang out with our guy friends unless there's an excuse, right? So we created this podcast to do that. And we are 3.5 years into it. And drum roll, Jake is finally joining us after about a year and a half hiatus. So we're very, very excited to have him back for at least one show and one show only. I feel like
it's a year and a half hiatus. Okay.
It's been maybe 6 months, but that's maybe 4 6 months.
Anyways, but yeah,
still here, that's all that matters.
Exactly. So our goal of this show is to highlight companies in their infant stages, right? I mean, really kind of what our focus is maybe even zero to one type of idea, pre-seed, series A, really early on. And so I'm excited to talk to Isaac. We're excited to talk to Isaac today about his idea, ConnectCast, especially as being a podcasters ourselves. This is obviously very near and dear to us. And so for those of you tuning in, welcome Valerie, Brian, Steven. It's good to see you as well. We use sports to hang out. Yeah, exactly. 100%.
I had no friends until like this year, cause I didn't follow any sports like at all.
Yeah. And now you don't have any friends again because you don't show up. So
come on.
Sports now. I'm just doing it by myself.
Exactly. So, all right, Isaac, let's get the people what they want, man. Who are you? What do you do? And again, I this is a infancy stage. So you're just doing this on the side. Weekend hours type of situation, but definitely want to talk about that. So go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Isaac Weber. I've been kind of in the tech industry for a while. I joined a coding boot camp back in 2016 called the Iron Yard. It's no longer a thing, unfortunately, but I did graduate, and you know, I didn't get a diploma, but it doesn't matter. Just a piece of paper that said I graduated. So then eventually you found my way in the tech industry and kind of just worked my way up from there. I work for a company called Opsera currently. Like you said, this is very much on the side thing, infancy. Anybody watching, I do work full time on my job, I promise.
Just a preface.
Make this very clear. So ConnectCast is something that has been kind of bouncing around in my head for a while. I've always been super into podcasts. I've always felt that there was a lack of engagement that I wish I had when listening to a podcaster where I could have a deeper understanding of who they are as a podcaster, but also just a richer experience while listening. And then later on and currently, actually, I work on a podcast called Dev Theory. Dev Theory is a podcast to help junior developers get into the industry. We give advice, we give tips and tricks, things like that. And as a podcaster myself, I find it difficult and honestly demotivating to continue my podcast when I don't have a deep connection to my audience. I feel, partly that I could do a better job of reaching out on social media and doing those things, but there's I don't feel like there's a dedicated place for really engaging with your audience on a deep level where it's very personal. It's you and your audience. It's not like just out there in the world, the wide web that's like, oh, it's on Facebook, it's on social media, it's on Twitter, it's on whatever else that you might put your podcast on. You know, you're not actually talking to your audience. You're talking to the void and people might talk back to you, right? And so that is honestly the problem that I would like to solve it with ConnectCast, is really bringing a really deep, rich experience to the podcasters, but also the audience. So kind of putting those two things together, hence the name ConnectCast, where there's a real back and forth involvement, not only with the podcaster, where they can give an awesome experience to their listeners, whether that's through like polls or surveys or specific links or exclusive content, but then also on the listener side, they can engage with comments, they can start to build a community with each other and start sharing clips, they can start sharing video, you know, a bunch of different stuff that you can start to really grow a community around a podcast and then have that eventually grow even more organically because of the really good foundation that you have on ConnectCast. That's the idea.
So what we're hearing here is that, you know, the idea is that you're wanting to try to create a better engagement between podcasters and their audience earlier on. Right. And without having to go through, you know, a Discord or create a Slack channel or something. And just how do we foster that community? Right.
Right.
And not only foster, but be a part of it, sounds like.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's giving those tools to podcasters out of the box. Like, here is your community building tools. Like,
that's
go,
cool.
Go have fun. Like, build your community rather than it being disparate tools everywhere. Discord, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, etc. It's all in one place. Like, you can still leverage those things. I'm not saying take away those tools because those are important. That's where people are. But basically just aggregating those things, giving really good tooling on top of that specifically for podcasters, nothing else.
That's cool. I mean, I remember.
So talk to me about what kind of
Sorry. Go for it, video. I was just saying, I remember.
No, I'm not used to being here.
That, yeah, I'm going to make up for 6 months and or a year and a half not being here in one podcast. I just remember when we were starting out and you're kind of just finding new tools. I mean, StreamYard, which is a fantastic tool that we use for obviously streaming to multiple services at once. And, you know, it had only been out for 6 months when we started. Right. And so Taylor found that and it's been really, really neat. But I could see that even being just like the almost community starter kit. Right. Yeah. For a podcaster jumping in, who might not even have a brand already. Right. Too. So it's like, hey, here's the tools you can pull in. Here's how you start with it. You know, and here's start here. Right. You know, yeah. Like yeah. Almost like a starting point. Right. And then how do you keep it going?
Yeah, absolutely.
What kind of artifacts are you going to be able to put on there? Right. So a lot of podcasts do obviously the audio, they'll live stream to YouTube. Some of them will have their own Reddit, subreddits, whatever they're called. They'll have all of their social media posts. Some of them have websites, message boards, those kind of things. What kind of stuff can be aggregated onto ConnectCast in your perfect world?
Yeah, so in my perfect world, ideally, I would give that ability to configure it. So you can connect basically like sources that are... if you want your Reddit feed in the podcast platform or in ConnectCast, then you know, connect that. You log in with Reddit. Basically, any other platform that will allow you to do that, I could see that being a tool to have that in one place. It aggregates that information as long as the API is available, or you know, it. I feel like some of these APIs are starting to lock down, but wherever I have the ability to aggregate that, I'm not trying to say this is the exclusive platform this is the only thing you can use, right? I want it to bring in tools like Reddit and Instagram and Twitter and anything that they have. To also mention is like, I don't imagine ConnectCast to be the distributor of the podcast. So as you guys know, a podcast, you have to distribute, right? So like I use a tool called Anchor from Spotify, and they actually do the work of distributing all of to the different platforms. So that's Google Podcasts, that's Apple Podcasts, etc. They do that work. Amazing, right? That's not the game I'm in. I want to be kind of like after that, where now the podcast is published, it's already out there, and now I'm allowing people to connect their podcast to ConnectCast, and then bring in other tooling to make a deeper richer experience on top of that. Yeah.
Sorry, Taylor, I know you have a question. Is this like theoretically could like replace like a website that for the most part just like a landing page?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that is one piece of the equation where I envision there to be kind of a public facing side, you would say, and that would essentially be a SEO optimized public page that you could literally take your link, send it to a Slack channel, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and people could go to that immediately and see your whatever you wanted to put there. So whether that's like a bio page, whether that's your episodes, kind of being able to customize that, that's the kind of the future that I'd like to see. And then that gets people interested in that. And then within that page, you'd be able to actually log in and create an account and then start actually engaging with the podcast. There, it would be read-only at that point, but then once you actually create an account, you'd be able to start commenting and do things that are more in line with what I envision ConnectCast to be.
So that's a pretty damn big plan. There's a lot of stuff in there to unpack in that and like where you're going, because there is an overwhelming set of tools. It kind of goes all the way back through the cycle, right? Where it's like, hey, I just signed up for Wall Street Journal paper again because I'm just so sick of everything else, right? And so like, you know, you kind of go all the way back through the cycle of like, there's competitor. Just bring it all into one spot. I'm exhausted from having logins. This sucks, right? And so like, I think coming to the end of that is so true. But how do you start this, right? I mean, obviously, you know, for those of you listening, right, we're on early stage right now. We're going through this like early stage conversations. And then how do we get from zero to one, which is a great book, by the way, if you haven't read that. How do we get from zero to one? What's MVP look like that's manageable, that's getting out in the market, you know, so that you can start getting that adoption? And how do you intend to get there?
Yeah, that is a tough question. And, you know, I've kind of gone back and forth with different ideas on this. I think I could do more validation on different podcasts. Yeah, I need to understand deeper on how people actually, what is the true value in something like this? Do they want the ability to say, all right, here's a community that's already growing, and that's when I go to a podcaster and say, hey, there's this community here, do you want to tap into that? Or is it, hey, here's a community starter kit for you, go have at it? But that is more like a podcaster might be starting out, right? Rather than having like a podcast that's ongoing and has audience, they're doing their thing, they're used to it, right? So I'm trying to kind of figure out where the market fit there. The original idea was essentially having it be almost like a Reddit style, where it's a public facing page where people can start engaging with that. And I'm driving that through marketing, SEO, et cetera, where I can start driving popular pages, hopefully starting to create a community around that. And then I go to the podcaster and say, hey, here's a community, pay me X amount of dollars to tap into this community. And then also get analytics on top of that and all the things that I want to kind of have on the back end to make it valuable to that podcaster. That's a undertaking.
I love it. And as we wrap up here, and again, Isaac, thank you for coming on, man. Valerie comes in, would this be a tool just for podcasters, or is there a plan to expand to other types of content creators, YouTubers, authors, et cetera?
It is only for podcasters. I think the lines are becoming blurred, though. There's YouTube podcasts. There's a lot of video content and different things that are kind of like spanning across just like what you might consider podcasting. It's technically still podcasting, but there's a lot of content around it, right? So if it's in that same vein, I see ConnectCast being a part of that. But it's, as of right now, I only envision podcasting.
Cool. Awesome. Sweet. Well, Isaac, thank you for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Best of luck with this product. I think obviously we've been doing this for 3.5 years. Dan's got his own podcast outside of this, in the sports world. I mean, I do think there is a need for, something to connect podcasters to community, man. So best of luck, and we'll definitely keep an eye on you. Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. Hey, good luck. We'd love to chat more.
Yeah. All right. Later.
Bye.
Audience, thanks for joining on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right, boys. So what are we thinking? Audience, if you have thoughts for Isaac, please throw it up. You know, here are my thoughts. I do think building community is very fragmented. I mean, we're talking about this at Gun.io right now. You have meetup.com as like an event scheduler or all these event schedulers. Then you have Discord for the community. And then, you know, then you have social media. So like, I do think creating community is a fractured thing across the internet. And I think this is something that could be really, really cool if the execution is there.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is like one of those, you know, we talk about replacing 15 platforms in a singular platform, right? You know,
right.
How do you do that? Right.
So do you have any thoughts on that though?
Yeah. I mean, I probably, to me, this is more of a feature than a product. Right.
Yeah.
And so this is something where like your G Suite, for example, should know that I already have a YouTube channel, 'cause that's part of the same company. Right.
Right.
Obviously I've got, you know, podcasts through here and we've got content coming out of here. And so like, you could do just a personal brand dashboard out of G Suite, right? Because most people use their Gmail to log into all of this stuff anyway.
Sure.
And so now it's like, okay, this is my personal brand dashboard. My community's in there. When I post somewhere, it goes everywhere else, right? When people are commenting to me, I don't miss a beat on responding. It reminds me to respond with Google AI Assistant, right? It gives me some interesting topics that are auto-generated that are similar to my voice. You know, like, you know, there's so much that you can do, but I don't think it's something that would be net new product unless it gets scooped up by a large entity. So,
Dan, you got thoughts?
Yeah, I think community building right now is huge for a lot of podcasts, right? Like we have a very, very popular sports podcast that is very fragmented between those that are on Facebook, those that are on YouTube that comment, those that are on Twitter and social media. There's like, it gets posted on Reddit. Like we don't have our own subreddit. It becomes hard to manage all of it, to be honest with you, especially for those that aren't making a good amount of money. Like even if you're making a couple $1,000s a year, or even, you know, five figures, you know, through, you know, sponsorships and whatnot, it's still an expensive and timely undertaking. Because most people aren't doing that as their full-time job, right? So like there does exist a need in the market for a place to consolidate. The hardest part is a lot of those other things are monetized. So it's hard to kind of keep people away from that, right? So like YouTube is monetized. Now Twitter can be monetized with like getting Elon bucks, right? By like getting engagement, right? So like all of those things are... I got my first Elon bucks payment the other day. It was cool. But anyway, long story short, I think that there is a need for community. I don't know. I think we're still a little away from an ideation phase of where this goes, because it is really hard right now to build a connected community and they're all pretty fragmented. And that's assuming that there's probably still a lot of people that aren't engaging on social media too, right?
Can I tell you a quick story about my first idea for a startup? This is where this is probably a common thing. Right? You think about a big problem to solve, right? And then you realize that someone bigger has to solve it, right? And so this was about 8 years ago when I was really starting to understand Bitcoin, and I actually bought this URL and somehow, and this is a dig on GoDaddy, somehow it actually got removed from my cart or from my thing. So I bought coinvest.com. So it looks like Coinvest and Coinvest, right? The whole thing. Pretty cool. Anyway, the idea was for people to be able to have a deferred comp package within with Bitcoin, right? And so their deferred comp goes into a Bitcoin account prior to taxation. And turns out the legal fees alone to do something like that were almost $1 million, right? Just to get something like that built, right? And so, but it was one of those things where it's like I was newer in tech and I was thinking, I was like, oh, it's going to change people's lives. And, you know, I think it was probably was a good idea at that time. But, you know, you get to a point where you're like, what can I actually do that is going to move the needle for myself, for the business, and ultimately for, you know, whatever the user ends up being, right? And I think that that's some of the harshest stuff. And that's what ended up pivoting me going into the consulting way first, because it's more, how do you get bigger so that you can build bigger later, right? And so
right.
It's innovation. You know,
I think one idea that I was thinking about, because Dan, you asked Isaac about assets and stuff. I think starting simple, I think it could be just a mere website. You can purchase basically a how-to guide to kind of get up and rolling from a podcast perspective. Because I think there's a lot of people that want to do podcasts, but there's a lot of people who don't know where to start. They don't know about Anchor. They don't know, you know, about putting assets everywhere. They don't know about, you know, writing show notes or, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think there's a lot of podcast etiquette out there that ConnectCast could almost be, you know, basically a jumpstart to get rolling and then ultimately build a community around the new podcasts that are started, right? Because I don't think you're going to get a lot of, like, especially as a young company or feature, once he deploys this, I don't think you're going to get like a Stadium and Gale on it, right? But I think there's a lot of smaller podcasters out there that I think if you can get them in your ecosystem to start, AKA like, here's like a start guide and let us walk you through this, then I think you're going to endear your clients to the platform better that way.
Well, and there's also that element of blending pods together, right? You know, so when you have guest speakers on one or the other and you push each other's pod. And
that is true.
Right? Yeah. Right, to get your momentum up and, you know, reshare. Hey, we each reshare each other's stuff. Like, sorry, Dan, you're blurred. But if you're saying something, go for it.
Dan, you good?
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Sorry, my internet's a little laggy. I'm not in the office today. No, Jake, I mean, I echo your thoughts, Taylor. I echo your thoughts. I think that there's a lot of things that are still out there and available. I think most people that have podcasts want to create a community, and whatever they can do to make that easier is vitally important.
Yep, absolutely. Cool.
Am I lagging?
No, not anymore. Oh, just okay, kind of cool. Fuzzy.
Yeah, there's still a look on your face. Oh, sorry. I can take myself off of video here. You can just, I pretend I'm God. I really do think that building a podcast community is very hard unless you are backed by somebody big or a very well recognized name in the community. You know, that there's a lot of things that you can do here that maybe a website doesn't offer, right? The ability to engage easily. I don't know. I think that Isaac is still in the ideation phase. I don't know if we have an MVP yet. But I still think that there's a long way to go. And I do think building community amongst podcasters is a huge niche, because it is, and necessarily so right now, fragmented.
Well, yeah. here's one idea I just thought of. So I think it's becoming more in common. Like, Dan, you have Stadium and Gale and Unicorn Finders. You know, I have Unicorn Finders, another like six other endeavors, right? So like, it would be interesting if ConnectCast could almost be an app where you could single-handedly upload and have all of your endeavors in one place. Right. So like for example, like ConnectCast, I can create a Taylor Dessen ConnectCast profile. Mm-hmm. And then I have Guidance Counselor 2.0, Unicorn Finders, you know, Unghosted. Like I have all of my different series.
But that's for you to view, or it's for
the public to view, right? So I could gate it and have a paid subscription. Hey, you can have access to all of my streams, all of my content, or I can completely ungated, but it's more of a way. And then Dan could have it too, right? Dan could have it under his name, and he could link all of his Stadium Gale and all of his Unicorn Finders podcasts. So then if people love Dan, they can go follow all of Dan's endeavors online.
I was just going to say those that do and have a lot of that are already building like personal brand websites, which you have. Right. You know, what do fans of podcasts want? Right. They want to be able to listen. They want to be able to engage with speakers, right? Like, or engage with those that listen. Right. So like, is it a more sophisticated message board? Right. You take it away from the sports websites or the Reddits or some of these other places that already have them. I think that there's still a lot to do, and I don't know if I know the right answer, because you're trying to pull people then from other communities, right? Like somebody that's on YouTube is on YouTube for you, but also for a lot of other things, right? And a lot of other communities. And now there's that disconnect, right? Or if they're on Facebook, they see Unicorn Finders, then they see Guidance Counselor 2.0, and then they also see this random Wall Street Journal podcast that they listen to, and they can engage kind of that way. So it's still a little disparate. Not that I think it's a bad idea. I think it's a necessary idea. I just, you're trying to pull from some pretty well established platforms already. And I think that's the hard part.
That makes sense. Cool. All right, y'all.
But well, I wish him the best of luck, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for sure. I think there's a lot of stuff that can be done in the podcasting space. I think we're still very early, even though podcast's been around for a while. I still think it's very early. So cool. All right, boys. Well, appreciate y'all. Y'all, thank you again for hanging out with us again. Valerie, Brian, Steven, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next week for another episode of Unicorn Finders. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Here. Bye.